Welcome to Gain That Tune.
Yeah, guys, what is going on? It's Game That Tune back in the house once again on an off week from the normal Game That Tune. It's a special Game That Tune. That's right. Game That Tune is bringing back a special edition of VGM Fight Club, a concept that we took ownership of from our friend and fellow podcaster, Daryl Bowers. The VGM Fight Club, it's a thing that Game That Tune does now. And it's something that we hope everybody enjoys, because you know what we like around here, listening to video game music. It's maybe one of the defining things about Game That Tune. And you know what we like better than listening to video game music? Knowing that we have better taste than everyone else in video game music. So, VGM Fight Club, it's a head-to-head battle of video game music taste, and. It's going to be a hell of a battle tonight, guys, because it's summertime. We just got done with our summertime episode, and we thought we'd do a special edition of the Fight Club honoring the fantastic games that are taking place over there in Paris, France. It's time for some video game music Fight Club Olympic Games, and man, you would think that we would have. Found a way to get more people on the show, like people from, say, other countries, or, just more than the usual amount of people that are on the show. Actually, we got even less people than we normally have on the show, so we're really honoring the spirit of the Olympics by just having three of us here. But what we're going to do is listen to some tunes. Each of the guys has picked songs to go in categories, and they're going to play them head-to-head. And I will be acting as the impartial host. I am here as the, who's that impartial country?
The one. Switzerland?
Yes, Switzerland's a good one, but they compete. Who is it that hosts the Olympics? Who's like, the guy that's there the whole time and seems
Dionysus?
Seems to like everybody and equally and just wants to see everybody succeed. Snoop Dogg. I will be the Snoop Dogg of this this edition of the GTT VGM Fight Club.
Not Flava Flav.
No, man, he's a water polo cheerleader. He's only there for one reason: the women with the big butts. Snoop Dogg, however, is there for everything. I don't know if you've been watching the Olympics coverage, but they can't stop showing Snoop Dogg.
Why would you?
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm getting a little burnt out on him. Like, there's a bit too much Snoop Dogg on my screen. It's the Olympics. Like, I get it. Snoop Dogg's there. He's cheering at everything. But stop cutting away from the action to show Snoop Dogg's reactions. It's, he's not an athlete. I don't know. That's just me. But I will be your Snoop Dogg, and I will now be introducing our two competitors for the night. From the United States of America, of course, representing the northern part of the United States of America, we've got David Fleming.
Hey!
Hello, David. Congratulations. Did you, draw an Olympic mascot for yourself as was, one of the, part of the assignment for tonight's episode?
I did. However... My dog ate it.
I will not be revealing it at this time. Good. Okay, well, that gives you something to work on. David will be working on his Olympic mascot throughout the night. And representing the southern end of the United States of America, we, of course, have Jesse Moore.
Hi.
Hi, Jesse. Congratulations on making the Olympics.
Yes.
Did you prepare a mascot for tonight's episode, as was part of the assignment for the show?
I was really busy, and what I did was I asked AI to provide a mascot
for me.
So I used AI, You know, our good pal Allen Iverson. I messaged him, and he drew this for me. It's Pork Chop the cow, and he represents. He's got little torches for eyes, and you can see like the little rings for the Olympics.
Right. Yes. And, yes. So are those forehead tattoos, or are they like part of the cow's anatomy?
You know, I didn't ask AI a whole lot about it.
Right.
I just, you know, I told him, I said, I want a really cool Olympic mascot. And he's like, of course, Jesse. And this is what I got. I think he might have been busy. Either that or his art skills aren't, you know. He's better at basketball, obviously.
Exactly. I mean, with a little practice, I'm sure he could be very good at drawing Olympic mascots, but that's...
We're talking about practice now?
I thought maybe we would.
Practice?
Yes. But yes, okay, cool. So, fantastic mascot. Both of you fantastic competitors ready to bring your expertise to the Video Game Music Olympics. I have obviously not announced the events for tonight's episode or any of the other things going on the Twitch stream. A couple of quick things. The voting is going to take place in the Twitch chat. So if you're here watching live with us, you are the judges. We expect perfect 10s across the board, but it's okay to, you know, have your opinion, give your points to whoever you feel has the better song. You guys make the decisions, and we abide by them. That is, all decisions are final. I'm not judging anything. I'm just here as the guy in the middle. I don't think there's any other business. Should we announce the categories now? Or, Jesse, you came up with the event schedule. Do you want to give the rundown of what we have?
So, we have, tonight's, Olympic events include, swimming, judo.
Ooh, yeah.
Fencing, gymnastics, and racing.
Fantastic. I like racing as a broad category. It's, you know, there's a lot of racing that takes place at the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah, anything on the track, running around, and, you know,
racing in the pool.
Yeah, that's true, racing in the pool, you know, bicycle racing, I think they do that.
Olympics are a good time tonight. For racing. There is a tiebreaker category, a freestyle event at the end, should it be necessary. So six songs apiece. It's going to be a really good show. And I did not come up with a way to determine who gets to go first. So I'm not really sure how to tip this off.
Well, I am the VGM Fight Club champion.
That's true. So in the spirit of Olympic togetherness, you should probably let David go first.
Yeah, I was going to defer to him anyways. So, yeah, in the spirit of... friendly sportsmanship.
Okay.
He can go first, all right. I guess.
I accept that. So, David, you get to go first, but Jesse gets to declare what event we are tipping off with. So, Jesse, where do the Olympic Games begin?
Let's start with our racing category.
Ooh, fantastic. All right, David, the floor is yours to introduce... Your racing track.
Okay, sir. Racing track.
Uh-huh.
I have everything on my list, so I had to... The order that I wrote these down is not the same order, so I just had to find it. So, in terms of racing, I had to think of a personal favorite racing game of mine, and then I thought, what's the most... absolute bop banger track from said game, and there was only one obvious choice from Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, composed by Richard Jacques of the United Kingdom. It's Burning Depths.
Wow, what a tip off. Damn, David. I was not expecting anybody to start off the show with such a ridiculous banger. Now, I do want to reiterate something. You know that the judging is not being done by me, right?
I may or may not have thought you were going to be the judge, so there may or may not be one other song slightly geared towards you, but we'll see.
Wow, I appreciate that. That's so nice. Oh man, what a treat! I mean, Burning Depths is a treat for everybody. Sonic and All Stars Racing Transform music, you know, fantastic tunes. But that's up there in my list of favorite songs, possibly of all time, video game music or non-video game music. It's just such an absurd bop. But before we discuss it too much, and I tip my hand and press my finger on the scale. Let's go to Jesse. Jesse, it's your racing track to start us or to continue us on. So what do we have?
I'm going with "Sandy Beach" by Kazumi Totaka, representing the country of Japan, from Wave Race 64.
Ooh, hell yeah! Jesse, that's quite a bop. I hate to say, but I feel like my Wave Race knowledge is lacking. That I don't recognize that song from any of the tracks in Wave Race. Like, that's... Am I wrong? Like, is that like a B-side or something?
I don't remember.
It's a good song. It's a bop. But, like, I don't know. I feel like, there's 8 tracks in Wave Race. I feel like I know them all. That one, I'm not... Maybe it's like the end credits or something. I don't know.
It's Sandy Beach.
Yeah, but see, the first level in Wave Race is Sunny Beach.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe there's, maybe a different version.
I haven't played Wave Race in a while. I just know the music's good.
Music's great. Good racing. We'll do a quick David and Jesse poll. What do you prefer in terms of a racing vehicle? A jet ski or a... car that turns into a plane and a hovercraft?
I mean,
I'm going to go with transforming cars.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, but jet skis, David, in the Nintendo 64 era, Wave Race was kind of a crazy, one of the first few games on the Nintendo 64. It was very of its time. It's fantastic. Jesse, you got the poll up?
Yeah, it's up.
How long do people have?
I gave it 2 minutes because I felt 5 minutes was too long.
Yes.
So, it's almost down. So, we'll see who the winner is.
Word.
Just a minute. Oh, we're getting some more votes now. Yep. That's good.
Votes are flying in. Man.
But, yeah, like... And sometimes the dolphins would jump up and stuff.
I do like, the dolphin ride in Wave Race was fantastic.
Yeah.
But David's song also had dolphins.
It does. It does have dolphins.
It's, in a way, you guys really, it was a generational matchup here.
Yeah. And we have a winner.
It's reflected in the winner, by a landslide vote. David has taken the first round. Congratulations, David.
Thank you.
Does this mean that the UK gets its first gold medal?
That is actually a good question. I haven't quite figured out how the medals are being, distributed. But yeah, that's not only a win for David, but it is a gold medal for the UK. So, congratulations to, Richard Jakes. Congratulations to Sonic. It's a gold medal for wherever Sonic's from. Wow, what a start. So, Jesse, do you want to remain event master, or does David now get to choose where we're going next?
I feel like since he won, he would get to decide or defer.
Excellent. All right, David, what's next? Where are we headed in this Olympic villa?
I'm going to go ahead and play the other I Think That John Will Like This Song, which is actually our judo event, hailing from the fighting game Tekken 3, composed by Nobuyoshi Sano. This is, and John, I apologize, I may need your help.
Where's he from?
From Japan.
Ah.
What'd you call me? Jesus Christ.
Okay.
It's Huarang's theme from Tekken's theme from Tekken 3. Wow. Fantastic. Here we go. David, that's pandering to me in a great way, and I really do appreciate that. That's fantastic. So, Jesse, it's going to take a real strong song to counter that judo pick, that fighting game pick. So,
it certainly is.
I'm curious to know how you intend to fight back.
Well, I think I did pretty good with this one. Because I picked Touch Me and I'll Break Your Face by Mick Gordon, who is representing Australia from the game Killer Instinct.
Woof. Yep. Wow. More international representation. Let's do this. That's a good matchup. That's it's funny that David went Tekken 3 with it, because that's like predating Tekken's like maximalist insanity phase. Whereas Mick Gordon with the Killer Instinct soundtrack, it's like everything to the max. Like if David had picked something from Tekken's 5 through 7, it would be a dream matchup. But now it's like a generational thing, like. You know, old school funky wah-wah guitar fighting game tunes, or aggressive women singing about punching you and breaking your face. It's a hell of a matchup. You know? what a thing we've done.
The poll is live, by the way.
Hell yeah! I'll be real intrigued. See what people think of this one. It's,
It's funny, when I was looking stuff up, I guess I didn't realize Mick Gordon was from Australia. And like, oh, sweet.
Yeah, cool. International flavor right there.
Hell yeah. Good day.
Unplanned. Oh, man. I'm trying to think, are there any other like Australian, I mean, I'm sure there are Australian composers, but like, you know, there are there any like famous like Australian game studios that would be you know, able to take their place alongside like Mick in this competition? It's not really a thing that Australia is known for, is it?
I mean, not, you know, maybe
they're
game, you know,
their games made with the Australian pastiche, your Crash Bandicoots and whatnot. Okay. Yeah, those aren't necessarily made by Australian people. So, yeah.
Do they make the rugby games or the cricket games?
I bet you they consult on them. Yeah. No offense to Australia, though. Probably they'd rather ask a person from South Africa or New Zealand.
For both of those.
I don't know about either of those countries and their cricket habits, but I know their rugby stuff. And also, you know, if we're talking about just this past week, they probably want to ask some American women instead of the Australian women. Just say it.
Oh, and so the poll just ended, and Jesse,
oh, that's me,
has won this round.
Wow.
So I guess Australia now gets a gold medal.
Congratulations.
Unlike in rugby.
Yeah, oh, shit. We're throwing it down now, man. Sorry. God, those Levi sisters are going to fucking come after us, man. Fucking, you know, man. A great week for Australia at the VGM Olympics. Not so much the, you know, the real Olympics. Granted, yeah, we're talking shit about their rugby team. Their swimmers are fantastic.
Yeah, they got some good-ass swimmers.
Yeah, yeah. I saw something that was like, oh, wow, congratulations on USA, you know, getting twice as many medals as Australia in this one event. It's the Australian guy with the gold and the USA with the bronze and silver. I'm like, that's a funny way to frame that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well played, everybody. So, Jesse, you are back in control of the games. So, where are we going?
Did we mention swimmers? So let's do our swimming event.
Oh, yes. Let's do some swimmings.
And, I'll let David get in the pool first.
David, take off your shirt. Now he's ready.
I'm not going to show my skivvies.
That's okay.
So for my swimming song, I wanted to go with a series that's known for having amazing underwater level music. But I didn't want to go with the most expected from Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, composed by David Wise of the UK. It's Amiss Abyss.
Awesome. Thank you. David, I love it, man. You know we love legendary video game music composer David Wise around here. So, good form, sir, bringing him to the VGM Olympics.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're going a little UK heavy, but I'm okay with that because the UK makes fantastic video game tunes. So, I'm fully on board for that. Man, next time we do this, we should probably invite the actual composers on. Or, Jesse had the idea after the show to send them the medals they win tonight. Yeah. I think that's probably a good idea.
I think we should.
Yeah.
We'll give Johnny all the addresses and he'll do that.
Should we send them any explanation as to what happened?
No.
Or?
No, of course not.
Yeah,
they know. They're all fans of the show.
Yeah. Exactly. David Wise just gets a fucking, a gold medal in his mail that just says congratulations, swimming amiss abyss. It's just like, that game I am. Hold on. Anyway, that's putting putting everything way too far ahead because we don't know if he's about to win a medal. Because Jesse still has to counter that. Jesse's got his chance. So, Jesse, what's your swimming track?
I picked a similar track, actually. It's a Rusty Bucket Bay Aquatics by Grant Kirkhope, who is representing Scotland.
Nice.
From Banjo-Kazooie.
Excellent.
Gotta say, as someone who surprisingly has not really sat down and put in a ton of time with Banjo-Kazooie, that is a damn charming song.
I'm surprised to hear that you haven't put in a lot of time with Banjo-Kazooie. Was that not one of your Nintendo 64 things?
The only times that I really played it were hanging out at Johnny's condo at the time.
Wow.
Like, I never owned Banjo-Kazooie.
Poll is active. I especially like that there's different versions of all the songs in Banjo-Kazooie. Like, there's the version that if you're, like, underwater that plays. Mm-hmm. So, like, even, like, if you're underwater in, like, a Treasure Trove Cove, then that music gets all underwatery.
I do like when games do that. That's a really nice touch.
And it's a nice touch, especially back in, like, the N64 era. You didn't necessarily see that happening all the time. But yeah, and I especially just like, I mean, I love just the music of Banjo-Kazooie. The instrumentation is fantastic. I love, xylophones. Yeah. Tinkly pianos. Fun music. It's also, man, it's, you know, it's tough to vote for that over fucking David Wise doing his thing. You know, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze is David Wise kind of like the height of his powers. It's like, you know, it's like perfect Frieza. Like, or perfect, you know, wait, is it Final Form Frieza and Perfect Cell? Am I getting those Dragon Ball Z references wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever it is, David Wise is doing his full-ass thing all over Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. It's fucking an immense soundtrack. I mean, you know, every fucking track a banger. Even the ones that aren't, you know, quote-unquote, you know, bangers. I mean, you know, fucking... Yeah, you could make a chill banger, and he's done it. He's perfected it. God, this is a good matchup, man. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's the Olympics. We're bringing our A game.
Yeah. I'm saying, and you know, shout out to Great Britain who gets the medal on this one either way.
That's true.
You know, fantastic, matchup and showing.
Oh, and the winner,
there it is. Wow, the poll is closed, and the winner not only David Fleming but David Wise. Amazing,
another medal for the UK.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we gotta send him that medal. he'll be happy to get it. We should send him that and a piece of fucking like a GTT shirt.
Yeah, just... Oh, is there chocolate in it?
Yeah. Oh man, I love the Cosmo Gang.
I played it on me Amiga. Right after I played Dizzy.
Well, congratulations, David. You're currently leading the Olympics, 2 medals to 1 over Jesse. But it's still anybody's game, so let's keep it going, man. What are you? Where are we going next?
Where are we going next?
that's a good question. I believe we still have fencing and gymnastics ready left in the regular part of the show.
I think we should go with,
I don't know.
Smudged my text, so I have to double check the composer's name. However, I think we should go with gymnastics. And for gymnastics, we decided to focus sort of on those games where you're tumbling about, jumping around, so it's platformers. And the song I am going with is Ride the Robot from Ratchet & Clank, composed by David Burgot of France.
Wow. What a pick. Let's hear some Ratchet & Clank tunes.
To be honest, I do not like how confident Jesse looks right now.
I mean, yeah, I can't speak for you know Jesse's always supremely confident, especially as the defending VGM Fight Club champion. I will say, David, that was a short and sweet track, man. I really enjoyed it. I'm not well versed on the Ratchet & Clank stuff as well as I would like to be. I love the game, love the vibes, but that was a nice pick, and some France representation. You know, the host nation of the current Olympics. So, well done there. And all right, Jesse, that means it's your turn to do a platforming, parentheses, gymnastics game.
I picked a song called Title. This song is by Tim Fallon, who is representing England. And this game is Treasure Master.
Well, well, well. Here we go. Man.
If I may, very briefly, I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone for the silver medal.
I didn't want to put my finger on the scale, but I was going to say, very rarely does a song come along and make you forget the song that was played literally moments before. But, my goodness. Tim Fallon has that power over me. David, I really, in the moment, I loved your Ratchet and Clank song, but my goodness, it's just the power of those Fallons, man. It's immense.
I swear, listening to his songs, like, you're just like, dude, you're just making like a fucking game about a dude looking for treasure.
I mean,
and he's like, I don't care.
You know what Treasure Master like actually is, right? We've talked about this before. It's like,
yeah.
It was a nonsense game where it was like it was a contest. it was not meant to be like a game that people actually cared about or played. And Tim Fallon's like, all right, cool, that's my time to shine, baby.
But like all of his games are like that, like fucking Pictionary, and he's like, yeah, I'll just do like a fucking smooth, funky album for that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, Silver Surfer, he's like, I've never read a comic book.
At the very least,
comic books, but
probably did. But at the very least, I could say that the a lot of his stuff that he's kind of famous for on the NES, at least, is licensed games. Pictionary,
yeah.
Wolverine, Silver Surfer, Treasure Master is just nothing. It's like, as soon as you give him like not even like any semblance of like a studio or like a developing partner might care, he's like, all right, cool, I'll just give you everything I got. Plock, I've got that. I'll give you a prog rock album on the SNES. Treasure Master, here, I've been messing around with all these songs, have five of my best ones. It's absolutely absurd. Again, David, not to make light of your pick. I enjoyed the Ratchet and Clank music, but the poll is definitive. It's a landslide. It's our first unanimous decision of the night. The winner of the gymnastics competition and the gold medal is Tim Fallon.
I was going to say, it's like, David, I don't want to make light of your pick, everything. I'm not even mad. Yeah. Like, I lost that completely.
Yeah, it happens, man. Sometimes you just come out flat. Or you don't even come out flat, but it's, you know, Tim Fallon, shall we declare him the Simone Biles of video game music? Like, he just
I think that's fair.
He just comes out and does things that nobody else is doing. I know that Tim Fallon's only 4'8". The comparisons are there. He's got things named after him, just like Biles.
Told him, say, yo, make a song about the uneven bars, it will be fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm. It would. He would have it. Wow, congratulations, Jesse.
Thank you.
A gold in gymnastics for you and Sir Tim Fallon. So,
another gold medal to England.
Yeah,
big night for England. They're taking it home.
Yeah. I hope somebody's keeping track of the medal count for the...
I am.
Okay, good.
The United Kingdom has 3. Australia has 1.
Wow, that is unexpected results in the VGM Olympics.
Colonialism!
Yeah, we're great. But more accurately, what's great is our next and final, if it's not a tie, category of the night. What is the final category?
We're going to whip out our foils and get into some fencing.
Yeah. Before we do that, have you guys watched any of the fencing this year?
Yeah, it's kind of a silly sport. It's weird.
Not a lot of fun to watch, man.
Yeah, it's
like it's you know, really these guys are wearing computers and like poking each other with metal sticks, and then the one I was watching obviously was the gold medal match. Tensions were high, but it's like the guy pokes the other guy, but the other guy pokes the other guy a millisecond sooner, and then they both rip off their masks and immediately just start protesting to the judge with great animation and gesticulation.
I was watching that.
And then the judge goes to a computer. He's like, we're doing it again. Like, what the fuck, man? It's just... obviously, computers have made sports so much fun. But I feel like they've sucked a little bit of the fun out of fencing, making these poor men wear computers and then yell at computers. They've lost the spirit of fencing just a little bit.
I don't think they have.
Back in the day, sometimes you get stuck, and then much like when you're on a computer, you bleed out. But Jesse, you've got the fencing. It's fencing time. So are you?
Games leading with swords in them is basically offensive.
So are you leading us off with your song, or are you deferring to David?
I'll lead. Fuck it. I'm going to go with Episode 3 Broadway Loop by T. Lopes, who's representing Portugal, from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge.
Wow. Here we go. It ain't no power struggle in the game of that we suffer. How we got these cowboys running home, and I'm like, why they out here fronting? These crews get rock steady, we playing faster than bebop. Cause let's be with the technique. Y'all don't like one-on-one shoot. Mikey take 100 plus some with the nunchucks. Leonardo cut him up. Donnie, he the smartest. He gon' teach whoever dumb enough in rap. Just asking Satachi or the uppercut. What's up? Channel 6, what a report with the damages. We champions, better than the 10 out of 8. Shut up, better get down to pray. Don't ever let me let out the rage in the cage. I'm a beast, we'll get out the game. This ain't no green machine. We'd rather be eating pizza. But first, I go eat the street. Face down, we see defeat. You think you can see, I see with a box like CRT. So scream the treat, the treat. You defeat your fleet seasonally. I should have came peacefully.
We'll be right back.
watching that timer. I'm like, oh, that's not going to fade, is it? That's, whew. Man. You know, Jesse, when you sent me your rundown of countries and said that you had a Portugal representative, I knew immediately it was T. Lopes. But I did not realize that it was going to be T. Lopes, not from Sonic Mania. So I'm very surprised by this. This is quite the unexpected pick.
Well, because Leonardo has swords and Sonic does not.
Yes, yes, of course. You didn't label any of your tracks as to what the category was. You just kind of gave me the track. So,
Oh, yeah.
It's all good. It's a great pick. But I just, like I said, when I was like, oh, yeah, T. Lopes, here comes Sonic Mania. Oh, what? Right. T. Lopes does more than merely Sonic Mania. He also does, fantastic throwback versions of other video games. So, David, it's time to counter that with a pick of your own.
I got a feel. I got to say, when I was coming into this event, I was feeling pretty confident. And now I think this is going to be a very tight event. My pick for fencing hails from a beat-em-up game in which you can collect swords, and also in the final battle, you're required to use a sword.
Yeah.
Representing the United States of America, it's Anamanaguchi with twin dragons from Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, wow. Damn, David. You're right. This is going to be a hell of a fucking contest. That's like right down the middle, baby. You know, you want to talk about, like, beat-em-ups with a throwback style. Scott Pilgrim might be the daddy of fucking TMNT Shredder's Revenge. Like, Scott Pilgrim kind of did that shit a long time ago.
I think the daddy of TMNT Shredder's Revenge is TMNT the arcade game.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, beat-em-ups went away for a long time, and then they started coming back with the Xbox Live and whatnot. It's impressive. Impressive selections, guys. Yeah. You guys going to eviscerate me too bad if I admit that I still haven't played TMNT Shredder's Revenge?
No.
No.
It's really good, though.
Yeah.
It is incredibly good.
Right. I know. I really want to. Should get into it.
If you could play with a friend or your kid, that'd be ideal.
That's the thing. Like, I think I actually do have this, like, sitting in my, like, PS Plus folder or whatever. But, like, I want to say that, like,
you know, my son's gaming habits. He just gets so frustrated with things. I'm not sure he's the guy I want for a fucking beat 'em up.
I was only laughing because for a second I thought you were going to say, you know, I'm pretty sure I have this kid.
Yes. Yeah, that I can be sure of. I do have at least one kid.
He's not the greatest gamer, but I think you know what also sucks? TMNT is still a thing and it's popular with certain youths, and he's not really about TMNT yet. I'm trying to work on that. But
how old is he?
6.
Oh damn, yeah, because I was about my age for loving TMNT.
Yeah, same. Very much so.
But I haven't watched the modern TMNT, so I'm not sure if it's as appealing as the original, you know, that we were into. But I mean, TMNT's been so many different iterations over the years. I assume that there's TMNT for everybody out there, including my son. Jesus Christ, fellas. This is unbelievable. But as David said, this was going to be a very tight matchup, and sure enough, we have a tie on the final game. Congratulations. Wow. Two silvers being handed out. A silver for T-Lopes, a silver for Anamanaguchi, a silver for each of you. And so, wow, we have to go to a 6th and final event. I mean, you know, congratulations on both of you for a strong showing, but, you know, the Olympics press on. Yeah, it's time for a winner-take-all final. So, I'm not sure how to make a determination on who gets to start this one, but we...
Jesse, as reigning champion, would you like to introduce this?
I'll let you go first.
Because, I mean, that's like, I don't even know if you guys chose the same event. It's a freestyle. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Our tiebreaker event is a mystery event where we got to choose the event without the other knowing. So, for my event, I chose archery. And,
all right, and hold on. And what did Jesse pick? Let's hear the events, and then we'll decide what comes first.
I picked... inline skating.
What Olympics is this? Okay. Inline skating, the breakdancing of tonight's Olympics. Wow. Okay. Archery being a real Olympic event versus inline skating. This is, I don't know which one I want to hear first.
Oh, man.
You know, do either one of you guys, are you feeling deferential? Or, you know, do we need to just flip a coin? All right, I'm flipping a Game That Tune sticker.
Okay.
Heads is the Game That Tuna. White side is tails. Jesse as reigning VGM Fight Club champion. I will allow you to call it in the air.
Heads.
It is heads.
Okay.
All right, so you get the choice, Jesse. Are we starting with you or are we starting with David? What are we doing for this final round?
Let's start with David.
All right, David, you've got an archery track. I'm intrigued by that. Introduce your final track.
So, from composers Toru Minegishi and Asuka Hayazaki, hailing from the great nation of Japan, this is from The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, The Hidden Village.
Wow. David, what a pick.
Indeed. Jesse seemed a little distraught, but I'm wondering if he was just putting on a face.
Oh, no, I feel terrible.
I mean, it, you know, it's a... That's Legend a hell of a Zelda. Pick, man. You don't think about, like, Zelda when you're thinking VGM Fight Club. Like, I feel like VGM Fight Club kind of trends towards, you know, like, the bops. And I think people sometimes underestimate Zelda's ability to bring a bop. But Hidden Village of Twilight Princess, that's that shit. Especially if we're doing, like, Olympic themes, archery, Zelda. It just, it makes sense. So, goddamn, David, great pick. Jesse, so your final pick was an inline skating track?
Yes, unfortunately.
Interesting. So, introduce your final pick. Let's see what we got.
I picked, Jerky Curtains by Jeff Van Dyke, representing Canada, from the game Skitchen.
Wow. Awesome. Give him a little longer on this poll there, Jess. Let's see if we have a little chit-chat.
I already posted.
Oh, hell. That's all right.
Look, I just want to say that would it really be an Olympics without a doping scandal? I'm not going to say any, you know, accusations or anything, but, I mean, that's typically how these things go, right?
I'm sorry, who's being accused of doping? Is it David?
No, I didn't say it. No, that's you, John. You mentioning it, and so you know, if you want to put that thought into the voters' heads.
No, surely not. Surely, you know, again, so, I'm here to call it straight down the middle, guys.
Yeah.
But
of course.
Man.
Jerky curtains.
Those big jerky curtains.
Look, I will say, if you want a kind of a chuckle, look at all the song titles from Skitchen, and they're all really good tracks. They were like thinking of stuff.
Yeah, it was the mid 90s. It was pretty punk rock, I believe. You know, a couple of them. There's definitely a track called Spicy Placenta.
Yeah.
And I can't. I don't feel like remembering any other Skitchen tracks because I'm also still kind of enamored with David's pick, man. Fucking Hidden Village is.
It's good.
I was just about to say, Jesse's talking about, like, oh, if you want to check out the Skitchin soundtrack. Like, are we allowed to talk about our games? Because if you want to chuckle, check out the song titles for the soundtrack to Skitchin. If you want a memorable adventure with a heartbreaking moment where a character sacrifices themselves, play Twilight Princess.
I mean, that sounds okay, but I don't know. I also think
someone's dead.
Hidden Village is like one of the coolest moments in that game, and that's a game full of cool moments. It's like, it's a hell of a time, that Hidden Village, and a hell of a pick, David, because the poll has closed, and it's time to not only award the all-around gold medal, but to award, strangely, the only gold medal of the night to Japan, because the winner of that round is the Hidden Village from Twilight Princess and the winner of tonight's VGM Fight Club Olympics, David Fleming. Yes.
Wow.
A quiet celebration.
The crowd happier.
Crowd goes absolutely wild.
I mean, the Olympics aren't about winning, they're about sportsmanship, and I don't want to try to, like, rub my victory in Jesse's face or anything like that.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't want to get any of those drugs on me.
Yeah, you could be given, fucking...
Allegedly.
Yeah, testosterone hugs over here. Wow.
Yes, famous performance-enhancing drugs for selecting video game music.
Yeah, you gotta get extra pumped with some testosterone.
Oh, I gotta listen to Zelda!
Yeah. I'll say, the reaction to this, it reminds me of the reaction to the Olympic opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. Damp. no one there to see it. But, David, congratulations. What a fucking, What a fantastic slate of songs that you picked. What a strong Olympic showing you've had.
Thank you. And I think this now would be the perfect time. As I said, my dog ate my drawing. So unfortunately, this is kind of like a sketch, not in full color. But I think this is a good time to introduce my Olympic mascot, Iggy. Sort of like Ignite, the video game Music Olympic 8-bit torch.
Mm. All right.
That's pretty cool.
You're not showing the whole card. Am I not seeing it? Is there a dick on there? Oh, wait, no, there's no dick. Okay.
No dick. Yeah.
David, I have no notes on this. This is a fantastic Olympic mascot that you've got there. Well done.
For a fantastic Olympic Games.
Yes, very much so. This was a lot of fun. We got to come up with, maybe we do an extra one of these, in August. I mean, obviously the Olympics end like next week, but who's to say we can't come up with ways to tie in video game music to other events in the Olympics? I think, I think we got the ingenuity, guys. We could do it. We could have continued VGM Olympics. Because tonight was a lot of fun. And, Jesse, do you have the final medal count? The national medals?
I do. But are there going to be bonus stars?
Yeah. Like Mario Party?
Yeah. I can still win.
Bonus stars, famously in the Olympics.
They really should award bonus stars, man. Oh, man, if they did bonus stars for, like, social media followings, we could get, like, the women's rugby team up from a bronze to at least a silver. I think, God, that'd be pretty good.
And the gold medal is awarded to New Zealand. Oh, wait, it looks like the representative from Austria found a hidden block.
Yeah. God, that'd be cool. No, Jesse, I don't think we have any bonus stars because I would have needed to know that we were doing them in order to plan them.
I'll give a
bonus star. Whoever, because you guys both picked people from all different countries, so I can't give, like, a national bonus star to either one of you. You guys both went real UK heavy, so there's no bonus stars, Jesse. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, the United Kingdom won 3 gold medals. Australia won 1 gold medal, and Japan won 1 gold medal.
Fantastic.
That I think is funny as hell.
Why, you don't think Japan should be winning a gold medal?
No, I not think David. That they should have won more gold medals.
Wait a minute. That was only five songs. There were six events.
One of them was a tie.
Oh, right. What am I thinking? God, yeah, sorry. That's me. I'm like, I'm really spacing out here, like, as to how we got to this, you know, six event games. Yes.
I constantly wonder how
three
we got
gold
here.
Medals. Three gold medals to UK, one gold medal to Australia, one gold medal to Japan, and the United States gets two silver medals.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, Portugal got one.
Ana Maniguchi and Portugal are left to fight out amongst themselves.
Apologies to T-Lopes.
Yeah. T-Lopes and Ana Maniguchi, they'll be seeing each other at the Winter VGM Olympics. And, you know, it'll be good. Yeah, you guys are going to have to really think on some curling tunes. But wow, yeah, guys.
You got it.
A great show. Great game. Again, congratulations, David. Gold medal to you. Gold medal to all of us for participating. Gold medal to the chat for being the deciders. A you know, great great little night of goofing off and listening to video game tunes with you, our chat here at twitch.tv/gamethattune. We really love you guys being here. I don't really have any you know, fancy way to take this episode out for an outro, so I'll just say check out patreon.com/gamethattune, the home for awesome exclusives, and helping us foot the bills for our 24/7 video game music live stream, gtt.rocks, radio.gamethattune.com, gttradio.com, fantastic place to listen to video game tunes on the internet. And we want to give a special shout-out, of course, to our Patreon absurd fans. Daniel Perky, Sam L., Phoenix Tier 2121, Beast Pond, and HCO. Fantastic group of Patreon absurd fans. Man, David, how do you want to land this thing? You know, I don't have any Olympic fanfare plan, but I'll tell you, I have at my fingertips every single NES and SNES song of all time. So if you want me to play something to take us all home, that is what I'm offering right now.
I think we should have a VGM Olympics closing ceremony with the end credits from Super Mario World.
I agree. All right, David, give your little victory speech there, and as I cue this up, and we'll say peace out for the night.
It was a hard competition. It was a good competition. Jesse, you were a great competitor. I'm honored to have won, and apparently, Rule Britannia.
Yes.
God save the Queen, or whatever.
I agree with both those things. We love you guys. Thank you so much for joining us on the VGM Fight Club.
Oh, I was going to say, it's King now.
Do they literally have to update their anthem now? I thought,
Yeah.
Wow, cool. Man, good for them. Just, you know, you gotta be ready for anything. Yeah. Well, yeah, God save whoever's in charge over there. And, you know, we love you guys. Thank you so much for joining us for the VGM Fight Club and the VGM Olympics. Peace out, everybody. They should play this at the end of the real Olympics.
Right?
They all march back out of the Olympics. Goodbye, athletes! Thanks for coming. Get out of Paris. Go home.
And for some reason, the German team is dressed as turtles.
Yeah. Thank you. vote for it.
Okay, if we're going for it, I'm putting my shirt back on.
Hell yeah, guys. What is going on?
Oh no! No, stop!
Why? 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 What a start.
Johnny's come back from the dead.
He's here. He's here in spirit. Oh man. Oh, yeah, just, you know, reset.